I sure when listening to Cotton King's thing called I'm Not Among the Loving Anymore. You're tuned to Minnesota's survey-proven number one country music station. This is KPCR Radio 690 on dial in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jerry Cunning getting set to bring us award-winning instant news at 9 o'clock, presented by Klein Oldsmobile. Just briefly, Twin City weather looking for mostly cloudy today, tonight, and Friday, with some snow likely to begin. Jerry will tell you more about that in the news. High today about 28, and the low tonight about 20.
You're gonna fall in love.
Goodman's now have 8 fine stores to save you more and serve you better in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul on 7th and Brookdale and Southdale Centers. Instant request line is closed for the time being at exactly 9:05. When the news ends, the request line will be open. You may phone in your request at that time to 544-1550. It's exactly 9 o'clock. For the 47 County KTCR listening area, this is Worldwide Instant News. This report of Instant News brought to you by Klein Olds, your volume Olds dealer across from Ward's on the Midway, St. Paul. Reporting for Klein, here's Jerry Cunning.
A bill introduced in the Minnesota Senate calls for 22 former Minnesota judges to repay several $1,000s each to their state retirement funds. The bill was introduced by Senator Harmon Ogdahl of Minneapolis. The measure was referred to the Pensions and Retirement Division of the Civil Administration Committee. An opinion by Attorney General Douglas Head allowed the judges to retire under an outdated formula, giving them one-half the current wage scale, including a 1967 salary increase. Ogdahl said Head's opinion came 8 months after the law had been changed. A dozen bills to implement Governor Lavander's plan for reorganization of Minnesota state government have been introduced in the legislature. Chairman Robert Renner of the Governmental Operations Committee thinks most of the bills will pass. Bills affecting Minnesota's fair trade liquor law have been sent to a House subcommittee for more study. 4 bills on the subject were sent to the 5-member subcommittee headed by Representative George Krennic of Lasseter. The bills range from stricter enforcement of the law to its repeal. Senator C.J. Benson of Ortonville has introduced a bill to give the Minnesota Board of Medical Examiners authority to issue loans and scholarships to medical students. The proposal is to help in alleviating the doctor shortage in Minnesota. The Senate has adopted a resolution asking that the federal courts building in St. Paul be transferred to the state, county, or city governments. The building is considered obsolete for federal purposes. In other news, former President Lyndon Johnson is to arrive in Rochester, Minnesota today. He'll be installed tomorrow as a member of the Board of Trustees of the Mayo Foundation at Rochester. A nomination of 7 Minneapolis youths for the Air Force Academy's freshman class starting next summer have been announced by Representative Donald Fraser of Minneapolis. Principal nominee is 17-year-old Edward G. Atkin of Minneapolis.
Finals on the Midway.
South Vietnam's Ambassador Pham Dong Lam has called on the North Vietnamese and National Liberation Front to enter into serious discussions at the Paris peace talks. Iraq has executed 7 young Muslims in Baghdad as spies for Israel. Defense Minister Moshe Dayan reportedly has told a Tel Aviv meeting in Israel that Israel will hit where it hurts the most when it retaliates for ambush in Zurich of an LL plane. The Egyptian embassy in the Swiss capital has asked for police protection because of an anonymous bomb threat. And pro-Chinese communists are calling for an anti-Nixon meeting in Brussels Sunday, several hours before the president is due in the Belgian capital. More Wisconsin fair today with highs of 25 to 34, mostly cloudy and not so cold in the southwest, fair partly cloudy northeast half tonight, lows tonight 15 to 25 southwest, 0 to 15 northeast. A chance of snow in the extreme west late tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with snow likely west, spreading east late tomorrow or tomorrow night, and little change in temperatures tomorrow. For Minnesota, traveler's warnings in the southwest tonight. Snow spreading slowly eastward across the state today and tonight, and continuing over most of the state tomorrow. Hazardous driving conditions may develop in the southwest tonight as increasing southeasterly winds cause blowing and drifting snow. Not so cold tonight, otherwise not much change in temperature. Highs today 15 to 25 north, 24 to 32 south. Lows tonight 5 to 15 north, 15 to 25 south. For the Twin Cities, mostly cloudy through tomorrow, with snow likely to begin late this afternoon or evening, continuing tonight and tomorrow. Not so cold tonight, otherwise not much temperature change. Southeasterly winds increasing slowly today to 12 to 22 miles per hour by tonight. The high today, 28, low tonight, 20. High tomorrow, 28, with a low tomorrow night of 18. Precipitation probabilities today, 30%. Tonight and tomorrow, 60%. Skies now are fair, the barometer 30.46 and rising. Relative humidity, 70%. Southeast winds at 8, still 13 degrees.
That's the 9 o'clock report of KTCR's award-winning instant news presented by Klein Ohls at 1469 University, St. Paul. Remember, at Klein Ohls, you always get personalized service. Jerry Cunning reported for Klein Ohls.